agency should expect more scorecards and reports. Sounds like fun, huh? Like pooches sniffing around a fence post, Congress and the Government Accountability Office continue to review how well agencies are implementing the Federal IT Acquisition Reform Act, FITARA. Most agencies didn't score so well on the first FITARA report cards Congress released back in November. But GAO says if you don't like your grade this time, you could see some changes during the next round. We get more now from Federal News Radio's Nicola Grisco.
Don't expect legislative oversight on FITARA to stop anytime soon. Agencies will see more scorecards and reports from the Government Accountability Office and Congress through the upcoming presidential transition. Dave Powner is director of IT issues at GAO.
We need to work together on this. It's not about the legislative branch, you know, having this big stick and giving D's and F's, okay? It's about rewarding the appropriate behaviors, acknowledging the A's, looking at best practices. Some of the D's and F's and the stick's okay for some agencies, okay? We're okay with some of that, but it's really focused on, let's look at some of the best practices. But if you're an agency official or you're in the private sector and you're a contractor, we can't do this effectively without everyone working together.
The House Oversight and Government Reform IT Subcommittee handed out a lot of D's and F's to agencies during the first round of report cards. Not one agency got an A. Those grades are largely based on data and information that agencies themselves report publicly, but that could change soon. Here's Powner.
There's been some thought about looking at those FITARA implementation plans and rewarding some of the agencies that have strong, robust plans and really acknowledge their challenges. So perhaps they get an uptick on their grades. That's potential. That's not real measurable. That's going to be more, let's review the plans and look at the best ones that are out there and really reward those agencies. The other thing is we got the self-reported data. The self-reported data, I can tell you right now, isn't always right. So I have a job coming out on incremental development where we look at those grades, and some agencies are saying that 78% of their projects are delivering within 6 months. And I'll give you an agency without naming it, but we looked at that agency and it was really about 32% instead of 78% were planning to deliver in 6 months. So there's an opportunity to fix some of the misreporting on incremental development.
Most agencies have their implementation plans approved and ready for publication. The Office of Management and Budget approved 22 out of 24 of them. Labor and Energy are the only ones left out. Both agencies are working with OMB to work through those issues unique to their individual organizations. Powner says Congress could also reward agencies that are making major progress on one specific aspect of FITARA. For example, Agriculture, Defense, Interior, and Treasury departments have made the most progress in closing 3,100 data centers across government so far.
Four agencies account for 84% of the 3,100 centers we've closed to date. Should those agencies be rewarded with potentially a higher grade because they're doing the heavy lifting on the closures? Perhaps.
Commerce, Defense, Homeland Security, and Treasury are saving the most through data optimization so far. Agencies have saved $2.8 billion as of 2015, and those four agencies are responsible for 86% of those savings so far. Congressional hearings on FITARA might look a little different, too. Here's Powner.
I think those grades in the oversight grades and congressional hearings, there's been some discussion about having some agencies up where the whole C-suite's up testifying, not just a hearing where you have GAO and five CIOs, but we have a department with the whole C-suite with the DEP secretary and all the CXOs, and we could talk about implementing FITARA. I like that. And I think some agencies, there might need to be a push on some of that stuff. That's good, strong congressional oversight, so we're going to continue to encourage that.
Agencies are also on an April 30th deadline to submit an update to their FITARA Common Baseline self-assessments to OMB. Some changes are coming to those assessments, too. OMB will send an agency its own review that's pre-populated with the scores they indicated during their last self-review sessions. New assessments will help agencies explain whether they're improving or falling behind and why. They'll also have a space where agencies can describe their challenges in each category and explain how they plan to overcome them. Melissa Levesque is an OMB policy analyst.
So to actually justify what their scores are, if they say they're a three, what makes them a three? Do they have a great acquisition policy? Or do they have some new statute that they're implementing well at their agency? Anything relevant that could be evidence policy related or any other thing, procedures.
OMB is also asking agencies to look at their specific FATARA milestones this time. Here's Levesque again.
We have another table where we wanted to make it as easy as possible for agencies to take their plans and have them up to date regularly. In the past, we thought about having them update their entire plan, but when we were talking about it OMB-wide, we thought it'd be easier if they actually extrapolated their milestones and actions from the plan and updated those instead of redoing a large PDF or Word document and uploading that to their website. We decided it'd be better for us to track how they're doing to actually look at milestones.
But Pounder says not all agencies' self-assessments have been entirely accurate, and he specifically clarified the data that Congress used to calculate agencies' initial grades was not based on old data. Most of the data is based on the information agencies leave on the government-wide IT dashboard and through quarterly reports they send to the appropriations committees. Pounder says that data is about 1 to 3 months old.
So if you didn't like your grades, you have an opportunity to fix it through by fixing some of the data you have and what you're actually accomplishing on savings, a percentage of your investments going small, and your accuracy on the dashboard.
Pounder says he's seeing the benefits of FATARA, benefits that can't be explained in a GAO report. CIOs are telling GAO that they're using incremental development more often and that they have a better sense of what's going on within their departments.
Some CIOs are saying that they're starting to look at IT contracts and approve them, which is part of the first section of FATARA. They have greater visibility into the contracting, and it's obvious that there's some unnecessary contracts that we're pursuing because of duplicative efforts. That does not surprise me at all that some CIOs are telling us that.
But the negatives Pounder sees are certainly negative. Pounder says some bureau and component CIOs aren't cooperating with their departmental leaders, and some CFOs say they're worried about losing the authority they had before FATARA.
We really need to work collectively across the CX organizations to make FATARA work. And it's not about losing power. It's about working as a team and accomplishing agency missions. So these aren't good things, and these concern us.
Other CIOs told GAO they're being pressured to sign off on FATARA plans they don't agree with. And that's a big point of concern for Pounder.
This is not a short-term initiative, because we have deep-rooted agency cultures that are going to take a while to change. And also, FATARA is about the CIOs building relationships up, across, and down. So that's a lot of relationships to build up, across, and down for these CIOs to really get the job done.
In Washington, Nicole Ogrisco, federalnewsradio.com and 1500 AM.
Share this interview with colleagues. Go to federalnewsradio.com/federaldrive and click share with friends.